This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Innovation has been the driving force behind everything we use today. From the cars we drive to the shoes on our feet, there's always room for improvement. Each new generation builds upon old ideas, creating what we never thought possible. However, until someone comes along to drive innovation, we don't always realize what we're missing. Sometimes the status quo seems like the only option, so we accept all the faults that may come with it. Doran Kimple, founder of the private security company Bond, saw that same thinking in our public safety programs.
A lot of people who deal with security are actually not requested to innovate. Some of our dearest first responders, people in the military, etc., they're keeping us safe, but they're not requested to innovate. They're requested to follow protocols that have been developed over the course of years and through investments of billions of dollars.
Kimple served in the Israeli military for 10 years. He became the deputy chief of a special forces unit, leading dozens of covert operations.
My background in designing, planning, preparing, and carrying out missions that are each first of its kind requires a lot of innovation. We couldn't copy something that somebody did before.
A mentality that Kimple has brought into the public safety industry. In order to see any gaps in the current system, his company recruited advisors that have served as former heads of U.S. Secret Service, FBI, and major metropolitan police. Kimple says the group ultimately landed on the idea that public safety can always be more efficient and effective, which Kimple believes can be achieved with Bond's new Air Guardian drones.
The drone flies at about 400 feet and it can be 400 feet away, so nobody really hears or sees it. So if you think about it, it is going to be the fastest, safest, least intrusive, most economical, and privacy-preserving first responder.
Yes, you heard that right. The Air Guardian drone is the new robotic sidekick of first responders. The pilot program recently launched in Coral Gables, Florida. Each drone, named Alpha or Delta, covers 12 square miles and is equipped with a spotlight, megaphone, and parachute.
We're on a roof, we're ready 24/7. When we're called upon, we immediately fly to the scene of action and we try to help. If somebody is under duress outdoors because some stranger or strangers are following him or her, and that person is able to dial 911, this is in the mode in which we respond to 911. 911 activates us and we will quickly, safely, unintrusively to the rest of the public economically get there. If we can, we will discourage people from doing something bad. We'll tell them that they're on video surveillance. All along, we will deliver vital information to the brave human first responders who are likely either on their way or already in the area, but are looking for the exact location.
Kimble says these drones can be on the scene within minutes to act as the eyes and ears until human first responders are able to arrive.
Sometimes it is an emergency, but first responders are very busy. And the drone that covers those 12 square miles, which pretty much is the size of Coral Gables, can on average get to a certain location within 3 minutes. From the time that 911 reaches out to our Air Guardian crew, within 3 minutes, on average, the drone is going to be above a certain situation trying to help humans in need.
The technology can also provide police or EMTs a clear path to the emergency situation.
It has the ability to offer first responders exact location of what's going on. Since we have a spotlight, we can even shine a light at what's going on. If it's a situation that we don't want other people to come near because there's some danger, maybe there is a high wire that is down, we can use the megaphone in order to tell people not to arrive. It's a first responder. It just can't carry the payload of humans.
And these drones can help with more than location services, like in the case of a fire. One major threat firefighters face is not always knowing what they're walking into. Questions such as, where's the fire and are people still in the house, go unanswered until the first responders are physically there. But by utilizing drones, Kimpel says the firefighters are fed life-saving information as they're driving.
We have cameras that include thermal capabilities. So when we look inside the building, if there's no smoke and you can no longer or not yet see that there's fire, we can see inside the building if there is or isn't fire, communicate that to the first responders, in this case, the fire chief, and either confirm that there's fire or say there is no fire, or tell them where or what's the constitution of the fire and send them the imagery so they can look at it. They're the experts on fires. We're not. And that can allow them to prepare better.
And though a main function of the drone is video, Kimpel says air guardians are not surveillance devices.
The drone doesn't run patrol or surveillance missions. We're not checking if people are obeying the law. We respond when somebody is not okay, and then we fly very fast, very high, and the eyes of the drone are always forward and down. We're not checking what barbecue people are celebrating, and we typically fly over public routes.
He believes privacy is essential to the success of personal security and overall public safety.
Our mission is not to be a broker of information. There are a lot of companies that collect information and sell it. That's not what we do. If you share with us information, the only thing we're going to do with that information is enhance the likelihood of positive outcomes if something happens, or to determine that something is happening. The information is preserved, it's secured, and it's deleted within 30 days. And nobody has access to the information unless a court order requires us to offer the information. And if it's information under our missions supporting 911, then it's their data, not ours. We just preserve the data, and when they want it, they get the data.
Which is the current situation in Florida. After 2 months of the pilot program, the city of Coral Gables will decide whether or not to extend the Air Guardian program. Regardless of that decision, Kimpel says other institutions, like universities, have expressed interest in the technology. Colleges around the country can span thousands of acres, and Kimpel believes drones could play an essential role in student safety on these campuses.
Knowing that there is this alpha or delta, these two pets, available 24/7. So if somebody's uncomfortable, we can fly the drone to their direction. That enhances peace of mind, enhances security. If you're a parent of some of those students, that might convince you that that's where you want your kids to go.
The Air Guardian drones give us the first look at a possible future of public safety. You can find more information about Doran Kimpel and all of our guests on our website, radiohealthjournal.org. For more behind the scenes, follow Radio Health Journal on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Our writer-producer is Kristen Farah. Our production manager is Jason Dickey. I'm Nancy Benson. Coming up next week on Radio Health Journal.
We're hopeful that the message will start to ripple out that you don't have to be in crisis before you call. As a matter of fact, it's best if you're not in crisis before you call.
Who should call the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline?
Then the tattoos that give breast cancer survivors their identity back.
The fun part is sometimes they can recreate whatever they want too. So when I have individuals come into my office, I actually have a little lookbook of different nipples that they can actually choose from.
All that and more on Radio Health Journal. I'm Reed Pence, the producer and host of Radio Health Journal. If you like listening to Radio Health Journal, you'll also like our sister show, Viewpoints, which covers a wide array of topics from education to history to the environment. Here's a preview of what they're covering this week on Viewpoints.
The idea is simple. You put this together, and then suddenly you have a car that receives this free fuel that falls from the sky.
The increasing efficiency of solar energy. Them.
What we're seeing right now in our classrooms in far too many states is where superintendents and school board members and governors and mayors are resorting to anybody in our classroom.
The deepening nationwide teacher shortage as millions of students head back to school. I'm Marty Peterson.
And I'm Gary Price. These stories in depth this week on your public affairs magazine, Viewpoints.
And that's Radio Health Journal for this week. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram to learn more. And check Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Spotify for a library of past programs. Plus, you'll always find previous segments and information about our guests at radiohealthjournal.org. join us again next week for another edition of Radio Health Journal.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? Ew, seriously. They squeeze the grease out of the wool and process it with chemicals, and then you eat it. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I got rid of products I didn't want anywhere near my body. I found that many multivitamins contain high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and even lacked some of the nutrients we actually needed. So what did I do? At 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. Ritual's products are made traceable, meaning we share the science and sourcing for every single ingredient. For example, our vegan vitamin D3 comes from sustainably harvested lichen in Nottingham, England, not sheep. We trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. See for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.